Estos son más o menos todos los muchachos. Algunos de los otros jóvenes no están aquí porque van a otras iglesias.
And let's have our five translators stand up.
Vamos a pedirle a las cinco intérpretes
stand
que
up.
Se paren, por favor.
A big thank you for these people who work very hard. They did double duty because they were on the team doing everything the team does, but then constantly having their own conversations plus our conversations. They did a lot of work.
Las traductoras hicieron bastante trabajo, no solamente se involucraron en el equipo que iba, sino que aparte de eso tuvieron que traducir.
And Giovanni did triple the work because he was doing all of that plus more. Yeah, you have to talk about yourself.
Yeah.
He's so tired of it, he's not even going to say it.
Yeah. Solamente dice que hice el triple de trabajo. That's it.
What did he say? Yeah.
Yes.
Gabby wasn't an official translator, but she knows Spanish and did a lot for us also.
Yeah, Gabby no era una de las oficiales traductoras, pero hizo bastante trabajo también traduciendo.
We had 11 students from our school.
Tienen 11 estudiantes de la escuela.
The two of us, and then Charlie and Judy Whitley and David Morrow were along as chaperones with all of us.
Nosotros dos, Charlie, su esposa, y David.
And we were visiting Joel and Sandra and their church. Some of you might remember when we first had a picnic with Giovanni's church, which was led at that time by Pastor Joel.
Estuvimos conviviendo con Pastor Joel y su iglesia. Algunos de ustedes lo recordarán. Él estuvo aquí cuando tuvimos servicios unidos. Él estaba aquí dirigiendo la iglesia en ese entonces.
So we'll just let the students tell you a few of the things that they are bringing back, what they remember, what's special. Then we're going to show some photos. And then Jordan's going to give us a devotional. And then we're going to find some good food that Marcelina has made for us downstairs.
Vamos a tener a alguno de los jóvenes hablar y dar testimonio de las cosas que sucedieron. Después vamos a mostrar algunas fotos y vamos a tener a algunos dando su devoción.
Joshua, start us off here. Come on up and tell us what you're going to remember.
Joshua nos va a decir qué es lo que se acuerda.
So what I remember from the Mexico trip.
Lo que yo recuerdo del viaje a México.
Is their hospitality.
La hospitalidad.
When we first arrived in the airport at Mexico.
Cuando recién llegamos al aeropuerto de México.
They were so happy to meet us.
Ellos estaban muy contentos de recibirnos.
They showed us so much love, kindness, and hospitality.
Nos dieron de su amor, su hospitalidad y eso.
More than we Canadians do.
Más que nosotros lo hacemos.
One of the things we learned from Joshua is that people from Spain also settled in the Philippines, and he kept showing us words that are the same in the Tagalog language as the Spanish language.
Este muchacho, como es de las Filipinas, sabe y conoce algunas de las palabras en español y nos estuvo ayudando en eso también allá.
He's a highly organized young man. He had his list of verbs and nouns and different things that he was keeping track of.
Iba muy organizado, tenía todos los verbos bien organizados para poder traducir.
But being highly organized takes its toll. He really sleeps quite heavily.
Pero todo eso le sacó la energía que duerme muy profundo.
And we just about had trouble making it home because he couldn't wake up at the border to find his passport.
Casi teníamos dificultad porque no en el autobús para cruzar la frontera porque no se podía levantar, estaba tan dormido.
All right. Tanya, what do you remember? Come and tell us something about our trip.
Ella nos va a compartir también algo acerca del viaje. She wants to say in Spanish, so I gotta translate in English.
Lo que yo cuando yo estaba allá, cuando recién llegué, no conocía a nadie de los muchachos y cuando llegué.
When I recently got to Mexico, I didn't know any of the guys that traveled with us.
cuando estaba allá.
And once I was there.
Katrina me ayudó mucho. Estaba ahí siempre conmigo cuando tenía tiempos difíciles.
Katrina was always there for me when I was having difficult times.
Daniela.
And Daniela.
Y me ayudaron mucho.
They helped me a lot.
Y nada más les quería decir que las quiero mucho.
And I just want to say that I like you a lot and thank you.
Wolf, why don't you come up? Wherever Wolf went, he had this giant backpack loaded with supplies. And he was always prepared for anything. If you needed a Band-Aid, it was there. What was the other one that came out one day? Pepto-Bismol. And Q-tips were there. He had everything supplied and was well used.
Wolf, cuando siempre que íbamos a algún lado, él siempre cargaba su mochila bien grandota, llena de toda la herramienta necesaria, curitas, Pepto-Bismol para el estómago y aún cotonetes para los oídos. Todo lo tenía él. In Spanish or English? Because believe it or not, he learned a lot of Spanish, so that's why I'm saying that.
So when I went to Mexico, the first thing I realized was all the love that they had for us, even though when we went to the remote parts of the area in Mexico, they gave all that they had, depending on how much, it didn't depend on how much they had. They gave all they had. If they had that much, they'd give it all. Even if they had a little bit, they give it all to us, and they just loved us in every way possible. Like, they did.
Okay. Lo que él recuerda, dice, es el amor y el compañerismo y lo que ellos hacían por nosotros, donde quiera que íbamos, aún en los lugares más remotos, como el rancho que visitamos, la gente pobre. Aún así, en esas condiciones, todo lo que ellos tenían, si tuvieran lo que tuvieran, nos lo daban todo para agradarnos y para hacernos sentir bienvenidos.
And that like really made a big impact on our trip, because without, I don't think we could have done very much without that. Like, we needed that support.
Eso hizo un gran impacto en la vida de cada uno de los que fuimos. Porque sin eso, sin ese tipo de apoyo, hubiera sido un poco más difícil el viaje.
And I think that God's doing good things in Mexico.
Creo que Dios está moviendo en México.
Who wants to go? Emily, Gabby, one of you want to come?
One thing that really shocked me in Mexico was like the youth, how anywhere they were at any time, they would pull out their cell phones and just put a Spanish song on, and like it's a Christian Spanish song, so, and they would just praise and like with so much like encouragement and like so much like excitement, and that kind of just like made me realize how I could just, anywhere I am, I could just pull out a cell phone and just start praising God, and that you don't have to be at church, they can be anywhere. In Vancouver or in Canada. So.
Algo que me impactó mucho fue que con la juventud que de allá, que donde quiera que ellos iban traían música cristiana en sus celulares, y donde quiera que estábamos sacaban una canción y podían alabar a Dios libremente, que no necesitaban estar en la iglesia para poder adorar. Y ella dice que algo que aprendió es que puede adorar a Dios sin necesidad de estar en la iglesia, que donde quiera que se encuentre simplemente poner una alabanza y empezar a adorar a Dios.
Charlie, we're going to have a lot more people share, but first we're just going to show some photos so that you get a feel for what we're talking about. Charlie's going to take us through some photos.
Vamos a tener más testimonios. Solamente ahorita vamos a hacer una breve pausa para que nuestro hermano Pastor Charlie él pueda mostrar algunas de las fotos.
Okay, I know that thousands of photos were taken. I know that Judy and I, we're not great photo takers, but we took over 300. So altogether there were thousands of photos taken.
Hay muchas fotos, dice, no somos fotohigiénicos, pero Charlie y su esposa, solamente ellos tomaron 300, así es de que hubieron más de 1,000 fotos, que tomaron. No vamos a enseñar todas, obviamente.
So our slideshow is just 30 photos, so obviously we're missing a lot out.
Así es de que lo que vamos a ver solamente son 35 fotos.
Aquí. Okay, here is the first. So this is our team going down to Mexico. Let me have a look as well. Yeah, this one here, that was taken at the house we were staying in. This one here was at the zoo, probably on our third or fourth day. And here is Herminio and his wife, Griselda, and Monica, and Jose, and there are others as well. I point out these people because it wasn't just go on.
Esta foto fue tomada en la casa donde nos quedamos y esta otra fue tomada en el zoológico y ahí, como ustedes pueden ver, algunas personas que no conocen, ellos, la razón por la cual el hermano mencionó los nombres de ellos es por alguna razón que creo que ahorita la va a decir.
Yeah, it wasn't just Joel and his wife. It wasn't just the pastor of the church who welcomed us.
No solamente fue el pastor Joel y su esposa que nos dieron la bienvenida.
But people in the church took their annual holiday or part of their annual holiday to be with us and to make us at home.
Sino que gente de la iglesia tomó sus vacaciones exactamente para esta fecha para poder estar con nosotros.
I know that Pastor Giovanni has no annual holiday left for this year.
No.
que ya no tiene Giovanni ya no tiene vacaciones.
But there were others down in Mexico in the same. Yeah. Okay, next one. So this is Pastor Joel and his wife Sandra.
El pastor Joel y su esposa Sandra.
Sandra's sister Lydia and a friend Christina who is with us.
Lydia, la hermana de Sandra y una amiga.
We got to know them well, and that's in the lake or the ocean. We didn't go there. That was previous. Okay. So, I think this might have been the first, it's either the first night or the last night, but it's all of us and all of the church there. Lots of happy, smiling faces.
Esta fue, no recordamos si fue la primera o la segunda, el segundo día que se tomó esta foto, pero ahí está la mayoría del grupo. No está todo, obviamente, pero los que cupimos, ahí están.
Okay, so this is us at the house eating together.
That was pozole.
Hmm?
That was pozole. Pozole, the food.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on and say that.
Yeah.
The first few days, well, we got used to the eating. We would have breakfast about 9 o'clock, maybe.
Más o menos teníamos desayuno casi siempre a las 9 dentro de esa hora, 8 a 9 y media.
And most of our Canadians expected to have lunch around 12 or 1.
Y nosotros los canadienses esperábamos tener lunch más o menos como a las 12 o a la 1.
And it took us a few days to adapt to lunch being at around 4 or 5.
Y nos tomó tiempo acostumbrarnos a comer nuestro lonche a las 3 o 4 de la tarde.
And dinner, which we ate every day, was any time between 7 and 1.
Y la cena era más o menos dentro de las 7 a la 1 de la mañana.
There was lots of little snacking going on in between meals.
Así es que hubo bastante refrigerio durante cada comida.
But I know for myself, the first couple of days I felt pretty hungry at times.
Así que los primeros días me sentía muy hambriento.
But not after about the second day.
Pero no después.
We got used to it. It was good. Okay, so Tuesday, our Tuesday down there was March the 15th, and that was Judy's birthday. And she did not know it, but they threw, I think, Pastor Dave. Dave must have passed on the fact that that was Judy's birthday, and we had this incredible party that night.
Marzo 15 era el cumpleaños de Judy, la esposa de Charlie, y ellos no sabían, pero la iglesia le había organizado una fiesta sorpresa.
The bad news is I've got to live up for it for the rest of my days.
La mala noticia es que... Es que yo tengo que ahora hacer algo parecido por el resto de los días, de los años.
It was really good. Yeah, Judy got the piñata, I think, after about 3 swipes, but it was good.
Yeah. Judy quebró la piñata, creo que en tres palazos.
Okay, next picture. Okay, one of the characters that definitely is worthy of mention is this guy here, Fede. Federico Eduardo. No, Eduardo Federico.
Eduardo Federico.
Fede. And he was, I don't know whether he was officially the youth leader, but he led our youth. He was just awesome.
El muchacho que está sentado en la silla amarilla se llama Federico. Él muchas veces trabaja con los jóvenes en la iglesia y él dirigió muchas cosas aquí en el grupo. Era el que llevaba la voz y a todos los involucraba.
It's funny, that first picture, I would be the same as you. When all the people were up there, they were just faces. But by the end of the trip, and well before the end of the trip, they weren't just faces, they were people that we got to know. It was tremendous.
Dice que solamente, tal vez, al principio, ahorita, para ustedes, solamente son rostros, caras. Así estábamos nosotros al principio cuando llegamos, pero al final del tiempo que estuvimos ahí, ya no solamente eran rostros, eran amigos.
Okay, next one. Okay, yeah, here are more of the youngsters. These are youngsters who, it was their spring break, and so they were with us. The ones you don't recognize, they were with us, and a few others besides.
Los jóvenes que ven ahí, ellos tenían vacaciones y ellos fueron los que estuvieron la mayoría del tiempo compartiendo también con el resto de nosotros.
Okay, great. Ah, someone picked us out. Okay. El Guapo. This was us on a double-decker bus, a two-level bus on probably the first day going around Guadalajara. A sort of tourism tour. It was good.
Esto fue el segundo día que estuvimos allá en México. Es uno de los camiones turísticos donde tiene dos plantas y te pasea por toda la ciudad.
In the background, I think, is the cathedral.
Lo que se ve por ahí es la catedral de Guadalajara.
So Guadalajara, in terms of much of its buildings, would date, or some of its buildings would date back to 15th century.
Yeah. Más o menos los edificios esos van hasta más o menos en los 1500 años fueron construidos.
Beautiful city. Yeah. Okay. Yes, here is the cathedral.
Esa es la catedral de Guadalajara.
We went in there and it's beautiful inside. Yeah.
Es muy hermoso por dentro.
Okay. Hey, can I eat this? And the answer was probably, yes, you can eat this. I don't know what it is that he's looking at.
I think that's fish inside.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little turtle I can see, I think.
Lo que
le
pusieron ahí es de que si me puedo comer eso. Ahí tiene pececitos adentro.
We might not have eaten those, but we did eat. Well, actually, we ate really well. That's good. Okay. Yeah. So there's Fede again. This guy here, Marco Antonio, his father was, he ran a sort of bus hire company, and he was hired with a 15-seater van to drive us around.
El papá de Marcos maneja una van grande de, no sé cuánto, how many passengers?
15-seat, I think.
Como 15 pasajeros, y él fue una de las personas que nos ayudó en el movimiento.
But as we got to know him, he wasn't part of the church, but he and his wife and his two sons joined us.
Ellos no son parte de la iglesia en realidad, pero una vez ayudándonos con la van, les gustó y se hicieron parte del grupo también, estuvieron bastante tiempo con nosotros.
But it sort of typified the kind of hospitality that we received, that people who, you know, had no official connection with us just went out of their way to make us welcome.
Solo para hacer un punto, muchas de las personas que no tenían nada que ver con la iglesia y que no nos conocían, una vez llegando nosotros, se hicieron muy amables y nos dieron la bienvenida y estuvieron compartiendo bastante con nosotros.
Okay. Isn't Wolfie eating? That is a giraffe at the zoo.
Esa es una jirafa en el zoológico.
We were given little bits of carrot to feed the giraffe.
Estamos dando zanahoria para...
And the ostrich were hopeful for the carrot and followed us around, but we fed the giraffe.
Nos dieron el comienzo del viaje, nos dieron zanahorias para que pudiéramos alimentar a las jirafas.
Okay. Yep, that's us feeding the giraffe.
Esas son las jirafas.
And the parrots. We didn't feed the parrots, but Macaws, lovely. And, yeah, driving into the city. There was a seatbelt law. The driver has to wear a seatbelt. Okay, but no one else.
Así es que ahí van los muchachos, así es como andábamos en la ciudad, y las reglas de allá de Guadalajara es de que el que maneja es el que tiene que tener el cinturón, no los demás.
And I know in one of the vehicles, the driver's seatbelt didn't work.
Y en uno de los carros ni aún el que manejaba, el del conductor tenía, servía.
But hey, that's okay.
Pero está bien.
That one. Actually, no, that was more like the 20-passenger van. Okay, some of the, these would be some of the orphans. We'd planned to visit an orphanage on the Friday. Yeah.
Estos son algunos niños del orfanatorio, el cual nosotros planeamos visitar el día sábado.
And it didn't quite work out the way we'd planned.
No funcionó como lo estábamos planeando el día sábado con los huérfanos.
But it was very neat. The orphanage had recently moved.
Pero fue algo bonito porque ellos se acababan de mover el orfanatorio.
Yeah, from one part of the city to where they were currently. Uh-huh. And we went round, visited with them, and discovered that they basically were looking for a local church to be part of.
Lo maravilloso fue de que después de que ellos se movieron a esa parte donde estaban, andaban buscando una iglesia donde congregarse, porque a la que ellos asistían les quedaba muy lejos y no tenían para la gasolina para llevar a todos los niños que tienen.
And so they're very excited when they learned that the church we were visiting, Pastor Joel's church, was in the vicinity. It was close by, within walking distance.
Así es de que se pusieron muy contentos cuando supieron que la iglesia del Pastor Joel quedaba a 4 cuadras de ahí de donde ellos se habían movido. Y decidieron ser parte de la iglesia.
So on the Sunday, it was the first time that this orphanage was actually meeting with the church. And they will be there sort of in the future.
Así es de que el domingo que estuvimos ahí, ellos, todos los niños del orfanatorio y la gente que les ayuda ahí, estuvieron congregándose ahí con nosotros. Más o menos como 30 de ellos.
Let's just go to the next. Okay. Okay, so this is actually, I guess this is probably them in our little swimming pool at the church. Yep, they love the church pool. Let's go on to the next one as well. Okay, so this would be at the orphanage. There'd been a team from a school mission trip from Ontario who had been in there. And again, it just fitted together so well. They had started doing some work. The city...
Yeah. It's okay.
Sorry.
Cuando llegamos nosotros al orfanatorio, ya había un grupo ahí. Unos de ellos eran de una iglesia de Canadá. Y el señor que estaba trabajando, o el hermano que estaba trabajando ahí, él vive en la ciudad de Guadalajara. Él es, creo, americano, pero habla español. Y constantemente, cuando tiene tiempo, llega ahí al orfanatorio a trabajar.
Okay, so the city inspectors had visited the orphanage and said, you know, you got too many people for the showers, too many people for the beds, too many people for the lights, or something like that.
Es de que cuando llegó el inspector, les dijo que tenía mucha gente y tenían muy pocos baños y muy pocas regaderas, que necesitaban construir más, ampliar más el lugar.
So the team from Ontario had started doing work, but they didn't quite have enough time to finish the work.
Es de que el equipo de Ontario empezó a trabajar, pero no tenían suficiente tiempo para estar ahí y terminarlo todo.
So we were able to finish some of it. We didn't finish all of it, but this part was to sort of finish off the drainage for the showers.
Así es de que tampoco nosotros pudimos terminarlo todo, pero sí avanzamos donde ellos se quedaron, avanzamos otro pedazo más. Ahí estaban haciendo una zanja para meter la tubería.
The guy who led the orphanage, he gave his testimony on the Sunday.
El señor que dirige el orfanatorio, el encargado del orfanatorio, dio su testimonio el domingo en la iglesia.
It was really quite impacting.
Fue muy impactante el testimonio de este hermano.
He spent much of his life in prison.
Pasó la mayoría del tiempo en prisión.
And had come to the Lord after coming out of prison.
Y después de salir de la prisión, conoció a Cristo.
But a very powerful testimony.
Pero un testimonio muy poderoso en realidad.
Okay, so this would be the Sunday meeting.
Este más o menos fue el servicio del domingo.
4 pictures. Rachel shared her testimony.
Ahí está Rachel dando su testimonio.
It was very powerful.
Estuvo muy poderoso en realidad.
It was really good. Okay, here we are. Sunday school. Oh, yeah. So it was the first time, as I said, that the orphanage came through, and our kids ran Sunday school for them that Sunday.
Fue algo especial porque era el primer domingo que los niños del orfanatorio llegaban a la iglesia, y los jóvenes que iban con nosotros, ellos se dividieron en tres grupos y dieron clases a todos estos niños.
A number of us had taken crafts through, so we were able to use them.
Se quisieron manualidades y varias cosas de las que llevaron de aquí pudieron ellos compartir con ellos y hicieron muchas cosas.
And on the Sunday we prayed for a whole bunch of folk. It was just a very exciting time as the Spirit came down.
Y el domingo después del servicio pudimos ministrar a mucha gente. Fue algo tan poderoso en realidad lo que Dios hizo ahí.
We split into little teams and the translators were kept busy.
Hicimos varios equipos, como ustedes pueden ver, nos dividimos, los hermanos pastores empezaron a ministrar, así de que usamos a las traductoras que fueron con nosotros, cada una de ellas con uno de los hermanos traduciendo y orando por los demás.
Okay, and this is us out at the place where Joel was born, a little ranch outside of Sitalis.
Totonilco. Ahí es a Totonilco, es el rancho donde Joel nació, el pastor Joel nació.
Yeah, the horses and the cattle. You know, we see cars driving through cities and towns, but over there you'd see cars and vans and also people on horses.
Aquí en este rancho, pues ustedes saben, pueden ver las vacas. Ahí las vacas tienen el derecho en las calles. Para ellos son las calles. Uno tiene que moverse, quitarse, hacerse un lado.
This is Francisco, our van driver.
Él es Francisco, él es el dueño, el que tiene la van que nos prestaron.
We went and milked cows.
Fuimos y los jóvenes ordeñaron las vacas.
This is a machine, a grinder for grinding maize.
Esa es una máquina para moler el grano, para las tortillas.
And in the morning, every morning, the people from the village would come to this house to grind their maize for the day.
Y todas las mañanas la gente de ahí del pueblo llegan ahí a esa casa a moler el maíz.
And up here are the tortillas being made.
Y ahí se están haciendo las tortillas.
Handmade tortillas.
Tortillas hechas a mano.
I said to our hosts that sort of prior to going to Mexico, I have seen tortillas and I have eaten tortillas.
El hermano Charlie le dijo a algunos de los muchachos en México de que él había visto las tortillas.
But now I know what I should really do with tortillas.
Y que había comprado tortillas, pero que ahora ya verdaderamente sabía para qué son y cómo se usan.
So this is the fire that the tortillas are being made on, but this is them roasting chili.
Ahí están el horno, la hoguera donde estaban haciendo las tortillas, pero ahí en la foto de abajo, la hermana estaba dorando unos chiles.
We had the privilege as well when we were milking the cattle.
También tuvimos el privilegio de poder llevarlos a donde ordeñaban vacas.
Of having freshly made chocolate.
Pajarete.
Straight from the cow with some chocolate and some milk.
Y los pastores pudimos tomarnos un pajarete en la mañana.
It was very good. Even I drank it.
Fue muy rico, dice.
Okay, this is
Pánfilo.
Actually, they're all these three are at the ranch as well. This is Joel with
Pánfilo.
Yeah.
Ese es el rancho. Ahí está Joel con el Pánfilo. Él es el dueño de la casa donde fuimos.
So this is at the ranch. This was, where was this one? This is at the church picnic, yeah, on the Sunday with another church, a few churches we gathered together at a sort of stadium.
Ahí esta foto estamos en un parque donde nos reunimos tres iglesias y donde Pastor David, that's where he was preaching, right? Ahí fue donde el Pastor David estaba compartiendo con nosotros en el parque.
Yeah, more friends. This is the last one. They played this wonderful game where it was just a very simple game of sort of, this is Fede again. It'd get all the kids and it was a very simple game of basically going, you know, Charlie, Charlie, Giovanni, Giovanni, and then Giovanni would have to say, Giovanni, Giovanni, Heidi, Heidi, and it would go around until someone made a mistake. And then depending on who made a mistake, Fede exercised, but he exercised compassion with the punishment. I noticed that the guys would get drenched going down. That's Samuel there getting sort of cold water down his back. But the girls would kind of hold out their hands and they'd just have it dripped over their fingers.
Como ustedes pueden ver, era un juego muy simple donde cada uno tenía que decir el nombre del otro hasta que alguien cometiera un error. Y el que cometía el error, pues, le echaban un vasito de agua fría en la espalda, pero Fede tenía compasión por las mujeres que solo les mojaba la mano.
And as it says, thank you for sending us. We are very aware of how we went out, representatives of the church. It was interesting how one of the guys, I can't remember who it was, Francisco, that was the bus driver, but he was praying one time, and I can't remember the exact context, but the way he prayed, it wasn't that, you know, thank you for these people coming here, but it was thank you for these youngsters who have come here representing their families. And certainly the folk down there didn't just see us as a group of people who were there, they saw us as a group of people who are representative of all you who are here, the families and the church and the school. So you were definitely part of the trip, even if you weren't there. So thank you very much.
Francisco, hubo una ocasión donde hizo una oración y le daba gracias a Dios por cada uno de los que habían llegado, no como un grupo, sino simplemente, sino como representantes de todas las familias de toda de la iglesia acá en la ciudad de Vancouver. Así es de que todos la iglesia fue representada ya y tuvieron parte que ver en este viaje con los jóvenes.
We're going to hear some more stories from the students.
¿Les gustaría escuchar más historias de los estudiantes?
And let's have this Wendy come first. We have two Wendys on the trip.
Tenemos dos Wendys.
Wendy and Yvonne together? Okay, sure. Some people prepared something to say, others were just picking on them, so they might be unprepared and they just got to go off the photos.
I first like to thank most of the people who've taken care of us and wanted to get to know us a lot and wanted us to be their family.
Estamos muy agradecidos con las personas que nos cuidaron, que nos dieron la bienvenida y se vieron por nosotros.
I remember this one little boy, we were making bracelets.
Recuerdo un niño que estábamos haciendo algunos brazaletes.
But he told me, oh, I'll make you a bracelet.
Y recuerdo que él me dijo, voy a hacerte un brazalete.
And he said that in his old house, they used to make him do all these bracelets for money.
Y él dijo que en su casa, antes donde él vivía, lo hacían hacer esos brazaletes por dinero.
Yeah, that, and I give thanks that to God that, oh God, that he was such a happy kid. He was so happy. His name was Michael, just like my brother.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por ese niño que estaba muy feliz, era muy contento, era uno de los huérfanos.
And I was thinking, oh God, thank you for my little brother for having him in such a safe place, and he was just like him.
Y yo le di gracias a Dios por ese niño y por la familia, por mi hermano que se llama como él, por tener un hogar.
Yeah. But the kids were so happy. I mean, we all thought it was going to be awkward, that they were going to be sad. They were very enjoyable. They wanted to play with us all the time.
Pensé que iba a ser un poco raro, extraño, que iban a estar tal vez los niños tristes, pero la verdad fue que estaban muy contentos y querían compartir con nosotros todo el rato.
So, I kind of want, if everyone wants to go home and just have a prayer for those kids, because they're in need of it.
Me gustaría que oráramos tal vez por todos los niños, por todos esos niños.
No, it's okay.
Yo le quiero dar gracias a Dios.
Agarra los que no traigan, hija. Para que traigan los españoles. Si no, yo voy a tener que interpretarlo. No. She wants me to translate in Spanish and English both at the same time.
Yo le quiero dar gracias a Dios porque me dejó traducir y poder servirle en la iglesia.
I would like to thank God because he allowed me to translate and to serve the church.
El domingo que el hermano David le pidió a la iglesia que si querían que oráramos por ellos, por el matrimonio, para pedir perdón o para lo que sea, pasó un niño.
Yeah, the Sunday that we were at the church, Pastor David asked us to pray for others and marriage couple, kids, and all of them. And I remember one of the kids came forward.
Y ese niño me dijo que quería que orara por él para que se le quitara lo mentiroso y lo ratero, para que su mamá pudiera regresar por él.
And that kid told me to please pray for me so that I won't steal anymore and I won't lie anymore so that my mom can come back.
Y me hizo llorar mucho, mucho.
And he made me cry a lot.
Y cuando oré por él, me di cuenta de que hay muchas personas que no reconocen sus errores.
And when I prayed, I realized that there's many people that don't recognize their errors.
Y este niño, tan chiquito como la edad de Pablo, me pidió eso.
And this kid, very young, like my son's age, eight years old around there, he asked me to pray for him about this. That's all.
Sunday was very special, and Yvonne was my translator when we were praying for people. It's really special.
El domingo fue algo maravilloso cuando empezamos a orar y ministrar a la gente. Yo le traducí al hermano.
Matthew, you want to come? Matthew came in a little bit late here. Matthew showed a lot of leadership on our trip. He was wonderful to have leading many things, playing his guitar. Wendy's going to share in just a minute, but did you want to say anything from yourself before you translate?
Mateo es uno de los jóvenes que fueron con nosotros. Él ayudó bastante a traducir, a dirigir el grupo. Y pues hizo tuvo bastante participación tocando la guitarra y dirigiendo a los jóvenes en algunas áreas.
Before I went to this trip, I was asking myself, because I wasn't completely a Christian. I'm just beginning to becoming a Christian, and I asked myself, am I a Christian and am I eligible to go on this trip? Because it's not just a trip, it was a missions trip. And I didn't know how it's going to be because it was my first time going on a missions trip. But it was a lot nicer than I thought. And I was pressured about my devotions because I wasn't just at my comfortable zone yet. But as I took time, I prayed and I got some advice from Pastor David. Pastor Borman, actually, yeah. I had the courage to share what I had on my mind. And one thing I noticed about Mexico was that they, although they were, they were happy. They had joy. And I really liked their style of worship. They all stood up and jumped, and everyone just praised God.
Hay muchas cosas, dice, en mi vida antes de viajar a México. Yo me hacía una pregunta. Yo no sabía si en realidad yo era cristiano o no, y si merecía ir a este viaje misionero con todos los demás jóvenes. Y fue algo que estuvo en mi mente. Y cuando fuimos a México pude descubrir muchas cosas con el resto de los jóvenes, que eran bien amables, la gente era bien acogedora y pudimos disfrutar mucho. También en la alabanza, me gusta cómo ellos adoran a Dios, cómo alaban a Dios, todos saltan, brincan, es una fiesta.
It was really nice to see how joyful they were being Christian, and it really encouraged me to praise. It was actually my first time actually dancing to worship.
Dice que me encantó cómo alababan a Dios, que cómo danzaban con la alabanza, y yo de hecho dancé, es mi primera vez que danzo y que alabo al Señor de esa manera.
Yeah.
Matthew's been in our school 4 or 5 years, and he has very good English now. Wendy came to our school just in September, and she's getting good English, but she had 2 culture shocks. First, she went from a Korean home in Vancouver to being in a dorm room with all of these Canadian girls.
Para ella fue un reto en realidad. Ella tiene poco tiempo de estar acá, vive con una familia coreana. Y no solamente fue el reto de estar aquí en esta ciudad, sino después también de compartir o dormir con todo el resto de los jóvenes.
And then, of course, there was all of the changes in Mexico.
Y luego también hay todos los cambios en la Ciudad de México.
But I wanted to ask Wendy to share with us, why was this trip so special for her? Because she was obviously very happy about going on the trip.
Quiero que ella comparta un poco por qué este viaje fue tan especial para ella.
It's easier for her to tell us in Korean, and then Matthew will translate to English, and Giovanni translate to Spanish.
Es más fácil para ella hablarlo en coreano. Mateo va a traducirlo al inglés, y yo lo voy a traducir al español.
Why was this trip so special for you?
You can talk in Korean. 내가 진짜 가고 싶어서 간 게 아니라 부모님이 막 폴스해서 갔다.
At first, it wasn't my will to go on this trip. It was my parents who kind of forced me into this.
Dice, al principio no era de mi agrado, de mi voluntad ir a en este viaje. Fueron más bien mis padres que me empujaron. Sus papás no viven aquí, viven en Corea.
그래서 이제 막 멕시코 이제 가기 한 두 시간 전에 엄마랑 싸웠다고.
Before I left to school, two hours before I left for school, I fought with my mom.
Antes de irme a la escuela, dice, de hecho yo peleé con mi mamá.
근데 이제 막 버스 타면서 그냥 한 생각이 내가 크리스찬인데 거기 가서 그냥 막 출입으로 가는 게 아니라 전도자로 쓰임 받을 수 있게 해달라고 기도했다.
뭐라고?
그러니까 거기 출입 가서 그냥 놀러 가는 게 아니라 전도자로 쓰임 받을 수 있게.
But she prayed that it's not just like she's not going on this trip for like pleasure or play, just to play. She prayed for that she can preach out at the Mexico, like as she is Christian.
Ella oraba para que no solamente este viaje fuera para ella un tiempo de diversión, sino para que ella pudiera compartir, ya que ella es cristiana.
처음 도착했을 때, 막 사람들이 막 되게 막 반기고, 막 진짜 알지도 못하는데 막 정말 가족처럼 잘 대해줘서 너무 되게 그게 감동적이었다.
She was impressed with how welcoming the Mexican people were, even though they didn't know her, but they treated her as a family.
Ella estuvo muy impresionada con la gente de México, que a pesar de que no la conocían, le dieron la bienvenida y la trataron como uno de su familia.
그리고 이제 Sunday, 이제 일요일 날에 이제 막 교회 갔는데 막 찬양 부를 때 교회가 크든 작든 뭐 인원수가 많든 적든 막 그 열기가 정말 되게 뜨거웠다.
And on Sunday, even like this, even if the church was small or big, or if they had lots of people or a little few people, the heat, like heat, when they worshipped, it was all the same. They had all this. They were praising God really hard.
Y el domingo en la iglesia dice que era impactante por la razón de que a pesar de que fueran pocos o muchos, no importaba el número, tenían mucho gozo en su corazón y júbilo y podían adorar a Dios.
그리고 이제 Sunday에 막 이제 어떤 올판 그 고아원에 한 명 만나는데 그가 그 하트 그림 알지? 그거.
On Sunday, she was talking to this orphan, one of the orphans, and he drew this picture with a heart, and I believe it was broken, like an arrow through it, And it was to show that how heartbroken he was when his parents left him.
Dice que en la iglesia conoció a un niño del orfanatorio que le dibujó un corazón quebrado y que era para demostrar cómo estaba su corazón ya que sus papás lo habían dejado.
딱 그 말을 들었을 때 그 아이가 진짜 필요한 게 딴 게 아니고 그리스도였다고 생각했다.
And when she heard that story, she felt what he needs at the moment was nothing but Jesus Christ.
Y lo que a ella le dio a entender es de que ese niño necesitaba a Cristo Jesús.
그리고 이제 막 멕시코 그 막 거리를 돌아다니면서 막 하나님이 진짜 많이 필요한 사람을 너무 봤다고. 그러니까 하나님이 많이 필요한 사람을
봤다고. And as she was like going around the city with all of the groups, she saw lots of people in need of seeing Christ and knowing the Christ's presence.
Dice que mientras iba por la ciudad vio mucha gente que ella sentía que necesitaban a Cristo en sus corazones.
그냥 생각한 게 내가 하나님의 자녀라서 정말 감사하고 그리고 또한 그 멕시코 사람들 뭐 산드라 그런 사람들의 테스터모니를 들으면서 과거의 상처를 받아도 하나님이 이미 다 그걸 치유하셨기 때문에 정말 하나님의 자녀가 얼마나 대단한지 알게 됐다.
Basically, she's thankful that she is a she's a child of Jesus Christ, and she really appreciated the testimonies from Sandra and Joel, and the orphanage leader, I forgot his name, and other testimonies, and she felt that somebody had heartbroken memories before, Christ is able to heal them and bring them joy.
Está agradecida por todos los testimonios que hubieron. Dios le habló a través de todos ellos y pudo ver la necesidad de los corazones rotos que necesitan a Cristo.
그리고 이제 마지막 날에 너무 슬펐던 게 한국에서 가르스카 헤어지는 것보다 거기 사람들이랑 헤어졌던 게 더 슬펐다.
At the last day, it was like she was more sad to depart Mexico, like away from the Sandra and Joel, all those Mexican families, even more than when she leaves Korea to Canada. She just misses that place, Mexico.
Dice que sintió más tristeza viajar o salir de México a Canadá, más de lo que ella sintió saliendo de Corea hacia Canadá.
그냥 그 10일 동안에 진짜 막 우리 나를 몰라도 막 그 가족처럼 진짜 다 되게 잘 대해주시고 정말 기도도 많이 하고 그 말을 하지 않아도 그 나를 얼마나 사랑하는지 알았다고.
For all the days we spent in Mexico, she felt the love from the Mexican people, even though they didn't understand me, and even though she couldn't speak Spanish, she could just feel that they loved her.
Dice que pudo sentir mucho amor de parte de todas las familias, que a pesar de que no hablaba el mismo lenguaje, pudo sentir el amor que todos ellos tenían hacia ella.
아, 그리고 이제 마지막으로 그들을 만난 게 그냥 우연으로 만난 게 아니라 하나님의 계획이 있었기 때문에 만나서 슬프긴 하지만 기뻤다고.
Last of all, she knows that it wasn't just a coincidence to meet those people. She knows that it's God's plan for her, even though it was sad to leave them after 11 days, she was happy.
Dice que ella cree que no que todo esto no fue un accidente, sino que fue un plan y propósito de Dios, que a pesar de que sintió mucha tristeza salir de México, ella siente que Dios tenía un plan.
Hello. I think you've already heard a lot about what we've done.
Creo que han escuchado ya bastante de todo lo, de las cosas que hemos hecho allá.
I was really blessed to grow my relationship with God.
Yo fui sumamente bendecida en poder desarrollar mi relación personal con Dios.
And with the people on our trip and making new friends with the brothers and sisters in the church in Mexico.
Y como al igual que todos pude hacer familia, pude hacer amigos en este viaje.
Before I left, I was really touched by one of the testimonies a lady in our church shared.
Antes de irme a México, fui tocada por el Señor a través de un testimonio de una de las hermanas que compartió.
It was about continually being made more like Jesus and having our minds renewed by Him through seeking Him and trusting Him and continual repentance.
Era sobre la continua renovación de nuestras vidas y el arrepentimiento y cómo Dios nos va moldeando.
God also prepared me by a book that I had read called The Unquenchable Worshipper.
También el Señor me preparó acerca sobre un libro que yo estaba leyendo.
And through these things and our morning devotions together as a group.
Y a través de todo esto en nuestros estos libros, el testimonio y las reuniones que teníamos en las mañanas.
God began to answer my desire of wanting to always be in His presence.
Dios empezó a hablarme y empecé a entender y a suplir el deseo que sentía de estar en la presencia de Dios siempre.
Each day He continued to reveal different things in my heart and mind that had hindered me from focusing on Him.
Cada día el Señor me mostró cosas de que me estaban deteniendo para adorarle y alabarle como Él se merece.
Therefore, I praise God for His mercy and power that I can return to Him in repentance and praise.
Así que le doy gracias a Dios por su poder, su gloria, porque puedo regresar a Él en arrepentimiento cada vez que hay algo.
For my salvation and for His glory.
Para mi salvación y para su gloria.
Three things that I really enjoyed.
Tres cosas que verdaderamente disfruté.
Was the Sunday morning church service.
El domingo en la mañana, el servicio.
I got to teach a Sunday school class with my friend.
Pude enseñar una escuela a los niños.
And I was really touched by the time of prayer and worship that we had together.
Y fui tocada fuertemente por el momento que tuvimos de adoración y de alabanza en la iglesia.
And I think, like Matthew said, there is a new freedom to just dance and praise God.
Y creo que Dios ha traído libertad en muchos de nosotros o en mí para poder adorarle y alabarle al Señor.
And I also enjoyed visiting the ranch a lot.
También me gustó visitar el rancho.
It was beautiful and I loved all the different colorful flowers there.
Era muy hermoso y me gustó mucho las flores y todos los colores que tiene.
And as well as getting to milk cows and make tortillas and ride horses.
También ordeñar las vacas, hacer las tortillas y andar en caballo.
The lady who hosted us, she was 70 years old.
La señora que nos prestó su hogar tenía como 70 años.
And she made like all 21 of us just a part of her family.
Y él nos hizo sentir a todos los 21 que fuimos como parte de su familia.
And lastly, with all the people there.
Y por último, con toda la gente ahí.
We were really welcomed and shown love.
Fuimos bienvenidos bastante bien y nos enseñaron bastante amor.
And every day there is different youth and different families that just hung out with us for the whole day.
Y cada día llegaban diferentes familias, diferentes jóvenes que compartían todo el día con nosotros.
Sometimes they would just sleep on the floor, on the concrete in the house we were staying in so they could be with us.
Muchas veces se quedaban a dormir en el suelo, en el cemento, hasta el otro día solamente para poder compartir con nosotros y estar con nosotros.
So I was very much enriched by a new culture and beautiful landscape.
Fui enriquecida por una nueva cultura y por las cosas que hay ahí.
And by each of the different people on our Mexico team, getting to know them better.
Y por cada persona que vive ahí en México.
And by the love of Christ that flowed through the God's church in Mexico into our hearts.
Y por el amor de Cristo a través de todas las personas que viven ahí en México que nos amaron y nos compartieron.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Every morning our group would meet together for devotions.
Cada mañana el grupo se reunía para tener un momento de devoción.
And a different student led us each morning.
Y diferente estudiante dirigía cada mañana.
And since we're not having a sermon today, we're going to ask Jordan to give his devotional.
Y como hoy no va a haber una predicación, vamos a tener a Jordan que nos dé su devoción.
Don't worry, hers are shorter than mine.
No se preocupen, el de él es más corto que el mío.
Hello.
Hola.
So while I was in Mexico, I was reading my Bible and I came across a verse in Colossians, verse chapter 3, verse 15 to 17.
Mientras estaba en México, me encontré con una escritura bíblica en el libro de Colosenses.
It says, "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts."
Que dice que la paz, deja que la paz de Dios reine tu corazón.
For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful.
Porque como miembros de un cuerpo hemos sido llamados a vivir en paz y ser agradecidos.
Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives.
Deja que la escritura y la paz de Dios llene tu vida.
Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Regocíjense, consuélense y ámense los unos a los otros con cantos, himnos.
To God with thankful hearts.
Y ser agradecidos con Dios con corazón agradecido.
And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Y todo lo que hagas, sea de hecho de palabra, hazlo como para el Señor.
The part of these verses that stuck out to me the most was in verse 15 where it says, "And always be thankful."
El versículo que más me impactó en Colosenses 5 fue el versículo 15 donde dice que siempre seas agradecido con Dios.
It seems that with, like, it talks about the peace and also the thankfulness in this verse.
Habla acerca de la paz y de siempre estar agradecido.
And when I read it, I thought to myself,
y cuando lo leí, me pregunté a mí mismo,
if we're thankful, then God gives us peace.
Y dije, si somos agradecidos, entonces Dios nos da paz.
And the more thankful we are, the more peace he gives us.
Y entre más agradecidos estemos, el Señor más paz trae a nosotros.
And the more peace he gives us, the more thankful we can be.
Y entre más paz nos da, aprendemos a ser más agradecidos todavía.
And then also I came across a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
Y también en el libro de Tesalonicenses encontré otra referencia.
Actually just 18. It says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus."
Que seamos agradecidos en todo por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
So with that verse included,
con ese versículo incluido,
it's be thankful always, even in the bad times.
Quiere decir que seamos agradecidos siempre, aun en los momentos difíciles.
So then in the bad times when you're thankful, you still have all the peace that God gives you.
Para que aun en los momentos difíciles, siendo agradecido, Dios traiga paz sobre tu vida.
So from these two verses, I think that we should be thankful because one, it's God's will for us who belong to Christ Jesus, and if we belong to Jesus, then we have heaven to look forward to.
Dice el punto número uno, resumiendo estos versículos, dice que debemos ser agradecidos con el Señor porque esta es la voluntad de Dios.
And also, it helps us feel peaceful, which in turn helps us to be more thankful.
Y segundo, nos ayuda a ser más agradecidos, lo cual trae paz a nuestras vidas. Eso es todo.
One of the things we talked about every now and then was, is this a missions trip or a cross-cultural trip?
Algunas de las cosas que nos preguntábamos era que si era un viaje misionero o era un viaje de cultura.
For many North American churches, when a youth group goes on a mission trip, they have a big project that they build something or accomplish something, do something.
En la mayoría de las iglesias, cuando se hace un viaje misionero, hay muchos programas donde se proponen hacer ciertos eventos o proyectos.
But we deliberately went there to visit friends.
Pero nosotros deliberadamente fuimos a visitar amigos.
It's the way our churches function in all the places around the world. Relationships.
Es de la manera en que nuestra iglesia trabaja alrededor del mundo con otras iglesias, haciendo o levantando relaciones personales con los demás hermanos.
We said to the church there, we want to see what you are doing and we want to know your people. That's all.
Nosotros le dijimos a la iglesia ahí en México, queremos conocer a tu gente y queremos saber qué es lo que tu gente está haciendo.
And through that, it was life-changing for us. We got to see how God's people in Mexico have love, give time, and give themselves.
Y fue a través de eso que pudimos darnos cuenta cómo es la gente allá en México que trae amor, paz y te hace sentirte bienvenido.
But we also know that it accomplished God's purposes in Mexico as well and touched them.
Pero también sabemos que el Señor cumplió algunos de los planes y propósitos para la gente allá en México y los tocó.
And when we were debriefing at the airport, that was the part that Daniela shared for us. We want her to tell a bit about that.
Y cuando estábamos en el aeropuerto, estábamos conversando sobre eso y eso fue uno de los puntos que Daniela habló al respecto.
Hello. So to what Mr. Borman's saying, I think we all, the students and the translators from the church, we all had this idea in our head where it's a typical mission trip. You know, the typical world vision kind of program you see on TV. You know, where you go and build houses and, you know, help out with the poor people, right? And that was my idea. You know, that's what I wanted to do. But then we arrived there, and yes, we did help with the orphanage, you know. Not all of us did. Some of the boys from the school and one girl, I think, two girls went to go help. And so, yeah, we didn't all get a chance to do that. But I think what we really did... Oh, sorry. I totally forgot.
I got a big hard drive. Don't worry. No, I'm just kidding. Les digo que tengo un disco duro muy grande, no se preocupen. Dice que al principio, antes de ir a México, la idea que ella tenía sobre el viaje misionero era como lo que se ve en televisión a través de World Vision, que donde se hacen programas, se hacen eventos, y la gente va y ayuda con los huérfanos, con los niños o con los desastres y cosas así.
Oh yeah, we did do that kind of stuff. But what we really did was bring their church closer. A couple months ago, was it? The six families from that church who started the church in the beginning had left. And the people from the church were confused, you know, if you started the church, why'd you leave? And so there was a lot of, not really tension, but, you know, just sadness, and there was no unity between them. And that was, I guess, that was our mission. You know, that's what God wanted us to do, was to bring their church together again. And we did. And that was really good to see. Their youth, I was talking to Pastor Joel's wife, Sandra.
Algo maravilloso que sucedió, hermanos, fue que el grupo de jóvenes que fue allá, en realidad, a pesar de que no hicimos bastante trabajo, algunos de los jóvenes fueron con el Pastor David a abrir zanjas y a ayudar físicamente. Otros se quedaron en la iglesia esperando a los huérfanos y todo eso. Pero en realidad algo que Dios hizo a través de todos los jóvenes que fueron fue traer unidad. Hace unos meses atrás la iglesia había pasado por una situación muy difícil donde 7 de las familias que iniciaron esa iglesia se habían ido, de hecho se llevaron todos los instrumentos que tenían y se levantaron en contra del pastor de alguna manera y decidieron irse. Entonces todo eso pues trajo tristeza, dolor en el corazón de los que se quedaron y bueno, algunos tal vez confusión. Había desunión hasta cierto punto, pero con la venida de todos nosotros al llegar allá, Dios hizo que esos lazos de unidad, donde todos participaron, donde todos colaboraron, vinieron, estuvieron con nosotros, Dios en realidad formó una unidad nuevamente.
And Sandra was saying, the youth over there, she was scared at how they would react to with us. Because many of them push you back. They don't want you to get too close. And when we met them, it wasn't like that at all. You know, we got along very well, even though there was a language barrier.
Al principio dice, hablando con Sandra, dijo que algunos de los jóvenes tal vez de repente se iban a sentir incómodos o no iban a ser tan abiertos como se pensaba, pero gracias a Dios no sucedió eso, sucedió todo lo contrario.
One of the boys from the church, his name was Luis.
Uno de los muchachos de la iglesia que se llama Luis.
Sandra was telling me that he was a kind of boy who didn't really talk too much.
Es uno de los muchachos que dijo que casi no hablaban, no quería hablar mucho.
He was a very shy boy.
Un muchacho muy cohibido.
We started to talk to him, you know, he got involved with the youth at the church and the school.
Empezamos a hablar con él y él se empezó a involucrarse con todos los jóvenes.
And at the end it was very hard to, you know, make him be quiet.
Y al final era muy difícil no hacer lo que se callara.
He ended up talking a lot, so.
Terminó hablando bastante.
But that's mainly what we did there. We didn't really do much of physical work, but we did emotional work for them. And
yeah. En realidad eso fue todo lo que hicimos prácticamente. No hicimos mucho trabajo físico, pero sí creamos algo espiritualmente, se puede decir, rompiendo lazos de desunión y trayendo amistad nuevamente y una unión en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Yeah, and I think we impacted them a lot. But what really happened was that they impacted us and we all came back changed and more filled with God's love.
En realidad nosotros impactamos mucho la vida de ellos, pero de igual manera ellos nos impactaron bastante y regresamos con mucho amor y mucho cariño y con otra forma de ver las cosas.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gracias.
The Lord really has used the timing of this trip for His kingdom. And this team of young people that went really gave themselves to each other and to the Lord. They got along. They were a pleasure to lead. We didn't have any troubles. No one got sick. No one got lost. And no one was fighting. It was wonderful.
En realidad fue algo maravilloso en este viaje. Dios hizo muchas cosas. Todo estuvo bajo el control del Señor. El Señor tuvo cuidado de cada uno de nosotros. Nadie se enfermó, nadie se perdió. Todos estuvimos bien.
Giovanni and I hadn't told the team ahead of time of some of the troubles that had happened just in the weeks before in the church, but it was such an encouragement for that church to come together, and then not only did they have to work together, but God added an orphanage that was just 4 blocks away to their church, and now they need Sunday school teachers because they have 30 extra kids.
Fue algo maravilloso que sucedió en realidad. Nosotros no habíamos hablado con los jóvenes acerca de los problemas que ellos estaban teniendo o que habían tenido, pero fue algo que Dios hizo y usó a todos los jóvenes para unirlos. Y no solamente eso, sino que al final todos los muchachos del orfanatorio, junto con sus líderes, se unieron a la iglesia de Joel.
And because of the Canadians being there, they had an excuse to invite a bunch of other churches together. And it was the first time for 3 or 4 churches to get together for a meeting as well as a picnic at the park. And that was building something for the future for them too.
Amen. Y fue algo que Dios hizo con nuestra ida para allá, porque a través de todos los muchachos y de nuestra ida, más bien, Dios usó eso para que 3 o 4 iglesias nos pudiéramos reunir en un servicio y en un campo. Fue algo que Dios usó.
And when we were out at the ranch, I found myself talking with farmers about their crops and about their grinding corn and about how things work in the Congo, where Jean-Marie and I visited.
Y cuando salimos a nuestro viaje al rancho, pude hablar con una de las personas que vive ahí y acerca de algunas máquinas para moler, porque eso lo relaciono con la gente que vive en África y en el Congo.
And just this morning, Jean-Marie gave me a report from Ruben about things that are happening in the Congo because of the corn grinder that this church paid for 2 years ago, and how that is becoming the center of the community, and the neighboring villages are interacting in ways that would have never happened before.
Y dice que acaba de recibir un reporte de la África donde la iglesia local aquí proveyó una máquina de moler maíz para esta gente. Y es maravilloso lo que Dios ha hecho, que varias de las tribus o la gente que vive a sus alrededores, esta máquina se ha convertido como el centro donde todos llegan y participan y se han unido.
And right now there's farmers in Mexico who are thinking about orphans and widows in the Congo, and would there be a way that they could help too?
Y también ahí en la Ciudad de México, bueno, en Guadalajara, hay algunas hermanas que en su corazón ya Dios les puso el deseo de ir a viajar a África para ver en qué pueden ayudar, cómo pueden servir.
So we didn't go and do a big project, but there's connections and there's fellowship and there's relationship that are building, building, building the kingdom.
No fue un proyecto grande, pero hubo mucha relación personal, amistades, donde a través de todo esto podemos ir avanzando y creciendo en el reino de los cielos.
I think it might be nice, Giovanni, if you would just say your perspective of what the trip accomplished, and then let's have the worship team come and lead us in a grand fiesta.
Okay. Are you going to translate for me?
Yeah.
Okay. El Pastor David quiere que yo comparta un poco de lo que más o menos, resumiendo, lo que yo pude ver y entender de este viaje.
He says that the Canadians have the best food ever, and he wishes that he could stay here all the time.
Yes, amen. Aleluya. Fue algo maravilloso poder compartir. En realidad, como ustedes saben también, es el primer viaje que los jóvenes de la iglesia hacen hacia México. As you, well, the church, the Spanish church know, for us, this is actually also the first time that our group or the Spanish young kids get to go somewhere outside the country. Fue algo maravilloso para todos nosotros poder, en realidad, intercambiar amor, ideas, trabajo, servicio con toda la iglesia y los jóvenes de allá de México. Yo sé que Dios ha hablado, todo lo que Dios ha hecho con los jóvenes allá, yo sé que Dios ha hablado a cada uno de los jóvenes para que esto no se detenga, sino que siga creciendo y podamos crecer en el reino de los cielos. I'm saying that I know of all the things that you have heard right now about the kids saying and everything that happened over there. This is just the beginning. This is something that God has created in their lives now. And this is like a motive for them so that they can prepare for the future. We don't know what's going to come, but definitely God has something prepared. And all of those kids that didn't get to go, and even the adults that probably want to go next time, if God permits us, I think it's going to be a great blessing. After you hear the testimonies from your kids, if they went, or from your brothers, sisters, I think you're going to be amazed really what God did in every different aspect. Creo que Dios está haciendo algo a través de estos jóvenes con el hecho de ir a visitar y poder descubrir muchas de las cosas que Dios hizo. Esto no solamente los va a motivar a ellos, sino que a través de eso ellos van a motivar a la iglesia. No sabemos si en un futuro vayamos a regresar a México. Así es de que, hermanos, los invito a que se involucren, escuchen los mensajes, lo que Dios hizo a través de ellos para que ustedes puedan tener planes para el futuro acerca de eso.
Okay. Well, Judy put together a bunch of songs with Giovanni on the way home. So Judy picked the best one for us. And let's stand and let's worship one last time. And then I'm going to ask David Morrow, can you wrap up in a prayer of thanksgiving and pray for our food?
Amen. Van a orar por la comida y van a traer una alabanza, una alabanza especial que hicieron los jóvenes que van a tocar hoy.
All right, hang on. Where's Judy at? The kids want to do a song with the group. Okay, come on up, guys. Yvonne, you're leading, it looks like. Okay, let's get another mic over here. Thank you. Just before David leads us in prayer, Lynn Watson wanted to share a word.
It's interesting listening to you this morning. I've got to see both of you, okay? So stand still, please. Thank you. Okay, where am I going to stand? Okay, it's interesting about what God has said this morning, because I want to give you a picture of what I got at the beginning of the morning.
Es interesante ver lo que Dios está haciendo, ver todo el dibujo, el panorama de lo que Dios está haciendo aquí con todos nosotros, y quiero compartir algo que Dios me dio en esta mañana.
I saw in a forest two streams running side by side down a hill.
Vi dos pastos grandes con dos ríos que cruzaban y caían del cielo.
Each of them came from the throne room of God.
Cada uno de ellos venía del trono de Dios.
But each of them were separate.
Pero cada uno de ellos estaba separado.
But as you began to look down the streams,
pero mientras veíamos el río hacia abajo,
you began to see bridges across the streams.
Empezamos a ver puentes cruzando los ríos.
Sometimes the streams came close together and the bridges were small.
A veces los ríos se juntaban y los puentes eran pequeños.
Sometimes the streams moved farther apart and the bridges were farther apart.
A veces los ríos eran separados, pero los puentes eran largos.
So I asked God, what does this mean?
Le pregunté a Dios, ¿qué es lo que esto significa?
Because I hadn't heard any of the things that you shared. And as you began to share, I began to see what God meant. Is that each stream has strengths of its own. It's a separate entity of its own. But God is building bridges.
Lo que le pregunté a Dios, Dios me dijo de que Dios está haciendo cosas grandes. En cada río tiene su propia fuerza, su propia manera, pero que Dios está usando eso y está levantando puentes de unidad.
So you have strengths. You have strengths. But your strengths are not always the strengths that he has. But you can go and dip your cup into his stream and get his strength. You can go across the bridge and dip your cup into his stream and gain strength. So together you become a powerhouse for the kingdom of God.
Y dice que el río, yo puedo ir al río de él y tomar de su agua y fortalecerme, y lo mismo él puede hacer conmigo y venir al río y agarrar agua y fortalecerse, y juntos podemos hacer la casa de Dios más fuerte, que eso fue lo que Dios le dijo.
And I was struck by the fact that you said this is just the beginning. And I believe that God will join you more and more together. But also, there is strength coming. You may find another stream joins you and you do different things because of what you've learned by these two streams.
Que podemos ver y podemos entender acerca de estos dos ríos que van fluyendo, que Dios está haciendo cosas grandes en medio de nosotros y que esto es solamente el comienzo de lo que Dios está haciendo.
I sat in wonder and awe at what a great God we serve.
Creo, dice, en realidad, y medito en qué tan grande es nuestro Dios.
Amen. To you parents of these young people, they are an amazing bunch of young people. We saw amazing things coming forth from them. And to Mr. Ferguson and to the school staff, there's a challenge. There is amazing things that you have not seen that are in these young people. And it is you, the parents, and the school, and the church, it behoves us to give them opportunity and to draw them up into what is in them. And,
Solamente está diciendo de que Dios ha hecho cosas grandes a través de estos muchachos, y damos gracias a los padres de familia que apoyaron para que ellos fueran. Dios hizo algo grande en medio de ellos. Dios sacó algo que había en el corazón de ellos. Y a la misma vez, este es un reto para la iglesia, para la escuela y para nosotros como padres en apoyarles a ellos.
And on the prophetic word that Lynn has brought,
en la palabra profética que Lynn acaba de compartir con nosotros,
I'm reminded of the bridge that God provided.
Me recuerdo del puente que Dios creó.
And it is the bridge of Jesus.
Y es el puente de Cristo.
Because he is the bridge that is bridged between heaven and earth.
Y él es el puente que ha unido el cielo y la tierra.
And when the disciples saw him being crucified,
y cuando los discípulos vieron ser crucificado a Jesús,
they were devastated.
Ellos estaban devastados.
But only a short time later, he went back to heaven.
Pero un tiempito más cerca, él fue al cielo.
And they rejoiced.
Y ellos se regocijaron.
And the closing words of Luke's gospel say,
y las palabras que cierran Lucas, el libro de Lucas,
when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany. Look.
El libro de Lucas, capítulo 24, versículo 50, si ustedes lo pueden leer en su Biblia.
He lifted up his hands and blessed them.
Levantó sus manos y los bendijo.
And while he was blessing them, he left them.
Y mientras los bendecía, se fue.
And was taken up into heaven.
Y fue llevado al cielo.
Then they worshipped him.
Y ahí le adoraron.
And returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
Y regresaron a Jerusalén con gran gozo.
And they stayed continually at the temple praising God.
Y se mantuvieron en el templo continuamente adorando a Dios.
And in our closing this morning, we say thank you, God.
Y para cerrar en esta noche, en esta tarde, decimos gracias, Dios.
Thank you for the miracle that's been recorded in your Word.
Gracias por el milagro que ha sido grabado en tus escrituras.
But thank you for the miracle of life that we have the privilege of living.
Pero gracias por el milagro de la vida que nos das.
And thank you for what has happened in these 2 weeks.
Y gracias por lo que ha sucedido en estas 2 semanas.
And we pray, Holy Spirit, would you empower us for the future?
Te pedimos, Espíritu Santo, que nos des poder y guianza para el futuro.
That this would not only be information in our brains,
que esto no solamente sea información para nuestra mente,
but that our hearts and our lives together with you,
sino que se unan nuestros corazones en ti,
and with one another,
y hacia uno con otro,
will continue to expand and increase,
que continuemos creciendo,
to the praise of who you are,
para darte gloria,
our God,
nuestro Dios,
our Savior,
nuestro Salvador,
our Lord,
nuestro Señor,
our brother,
nuestro hermano,
our King and our God,
nuestro Rey y nuestro Dios.
And may the blessing of God be with us all.
Y que la bendición de Dios sea con todos nosotros.
Today and forever.
Ahora y para siempre.
And to the end of the age.
Y hasta el fin del mundo.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And as we fellowship together over food.
Y mientras compartimos durante la comida.
May there be much joy.
Que sea bastante gozo.
And much life.
Vida.
And much spirit.
Y espíritu.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It would be quite cultural to fellowship over 4 hours of food. Stay as long as you want. Marcelina has made food, and also I think some of the people from the Spanish church have brought food. In the English church, it's often the case that we give $2 and somebody makes food. So if you're from the other church, please don't feel obligated for that. If you're a visitor, please don't feel obligated. But if you see a bucket of money, that's what that's about.
Dice de que es cultural que nosotros los mexicanos comamos por 4 horas, quedándonos a compartir y hablar y platicar después de la comida. Pero dice, si ustedes ven un bote ahí abajo, donde depositan dinero, dice, ustedes no se preocupen, la iglesia aquí lo que hacen es de que donan, el que puede da $2 por las personas que trajeron la comida, pero ustedes no se preocupen.
And also, if you greet the young people, don't be surprised if they give you a hug and a kiss instead of a handshake.
Y que si saludan a alguno de estos jóvenes, no se asusten si les da un abrazo y un beso. Es parte de la cultura también.
Adiós.
Adiós.